Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Max sure doesn't think he's coming out there to say you get one more hitter. Scherzer's 1-2 pitch. Strikes him out. Max Scherzer defying Father Time.
Given that it was your first experience with the Mad Max that we've been hearing about for so long, was it what you expected?
Yeah, it was awesome. I thought he was going to kill me. It was great. You know, he locked eyes with me, you know, both colors as I walked out. And it's not fake. That's the thing. It's not fake. You know, he has this Mad Max persona, but he backed it up tonight. So it was, you know, the infielders had a good laugh too out there. And he got the job done.
It's John Schneider talking about dealing with Max Scherzer yesterday, trying to take him out of a game, and Max being like, go sit down. I got this. And then backing it up with a strikeout in a very important moment inside of the ALCS. It's Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you until 6 o'clock. Baseball, postseason baseball. I found the joy for it again after, you know, us sitting around being like, oh, it's too bad that our guys are out of this thing. And hearing Nico yesterday and him being sad and still trying to kind of come to grips with it made me a little sad. But I'm glad that we're both back to, like, enjoying the beauty of postseason baseball.
Yeah. You know, I know you're feeling the National League series. A little more than me. And we'll get to that. We're going to take our time and talk a little of it here. But, like, that American League series, I want Seattle. They've never been. Their fan base has never had a World Series, which is crazy. I like that GM. He's nuts. Jerry DePoto. Yar. And they got some dudes that I really like on that team. But Toronto won't quit. And that Scherzer performance was classic, man.
And I'm sure that it made you angry.
Well, I mean, first of all, we can just bask in the fact that it's, you know, Scherzer throwback and, like, he's nuts and yard again. And he's always reminded me of Max Patkin, the old clown prince of baseball. Like, his face looks like Max Patkin. And then when he's doing, like, the weird stuff, flailing his arms around
even
more.
I used to love seeing those videos when I was a kid.
So good. So good.
You talk about someone who's having fun with it.
Yeah, and he's great in Bull Durham, too. But, like, here's the thing. Jed Hoyer has to be more risky and bold when it comes to getting velocity and getting strikeouts. And we were talking with Sahadev Sharma the other day about how the Cubs need more swing and miss weaponry. They need more strikeouts. And Sahadev was thoughtful about it, of course.
Developmentally, I think they develop pitchers well. I think they should need to do a little bit better job identifying pitchers in the draft. As far as, like, who they target in free agency, I think the simple answer is strikeouts cost more money. It's harder to get in free agency or trade. So that means you end up leaning on, and it's smart. They built this elite defense so they can get away with it. It's a little harder in the playoffs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Lawrence, strikeouts are expensive, and that means not just money, but assets too. Like, you gotta be risky and bold to take a flyer. Look at the last two nights for Toronto, right? Mm-hmm. Last night is Max Scherzer. 1 year, $15.5 million for a 41-year-old dude. He only started 17 games during the season, an ERA over 5. You have to survive the season and withstand the 15 and a half mil, but in the playoffs, you might get that freaking guy. And that guy's probably going to start a World Series game if they extend to the World Series. The night before, Shane Bieber, injured ace with a chance to come back, and he did. Between the two of them, you got 6 innings and then 5 2/3 on back-to-back nights.
Wait, I don't understand. Sean, Alex, maybe you guys can help me with this. Because I was watching the Dodgers series, and they had a guy throw 8 innings and another guy throw 9. And then another guy throw into the 6th inning.
Right.
And I was under the impression.
Is that allowed?
No, that's wrong.
Alex,
I don't think that's right.
Alex, that's exactly the question that I was going to ask Spiegs. Is that allowed? Because it seems like it's not. From the baseball I was watching previous to this, it seems like it's not allowed, that a manager's not allowed to do that, that we shouldn't even expect that a starting pitcher might make it to the...
dumb, right?
Yeah. If you allow your pitcher to do that, then you're putting your team at a real disadvantage to win a game. Are you sure that you've got this right, Speaks? Are you sure?
You got to have the right guys who have the right stuff that you can actually lean on and trust.
Oh,
and
got it.
You have to be risky and bold to go get them. Toronto gave up their number 5 pitching prospect. The 22-year-old right-handed pitcher is now number 7 for Cleveland in exchange for Bieber, taking a flyer on Bieber. But here he is back and pitching well. And Scherzer with the money, like we're talking about. You got to find dudes. And so in free agency, I'm looking at the free agent class, Dylan Cease is a power righty arm. That's the best of the swing and miss power arms that are out there. But you know who's out there? Scherzer's out there again. Bieber is going to be out there. Justin Verlander is going to be out there. Zach Gallen coming off a bad year. It's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you uncomfortable, but you're going to have to dig into your pockets and get away from your models that tell you what has the most value. And then you do that and you play your defense and your run prevention. You're going to have to get at least one, if not two, big armed dudes who might be able to show up in October like these guys are showing up in October.
Can I ask an old school, like, baseball takey question? Are the Cubs too left-handed in their rotation?
I don't think so. Well, I don't think that
they're Justin Steele coming back next year.
I don't think that they're too left-handed, but I'd be fine moving on from Shota Imanaga.
Okay.
Because you need more swing and miss in your rotation.
So you're saying don't add Cease to this current or Gallen to this current rotation, replace Shota with one of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That takes away my are you too left-handed in your rotation problem.
Well, because you're going to have Cade Horton, and you've got Tyone under contract, and Tyone should be your four. Or Tyone could be your five. And that'd be fine if Tyone is your five. Imagine life like that. But either way, you need more than five. You need six or seven. I mean, Toronto went and got Bieber, and they were like, well, they're going to have kind of a logjam at starting pitcher. Who cares? Look what you need. You need power arms who can give you bulk in the playoffs. Ideally starting, but at least bulk.
Okay, I've got the host of Hit and Run here. I've got the EP of Hit and Run here. Let me ask you both this question. Are we done with the idea of Ben Brown as starter? And would it make more sense to try to make him a swing and miss high leverage reliever?
I feel like the Cubs have to keep trying, at least, right? There's just too much value in him as a starter, just because of that swing and miss stuff, because that could be great in the bullpen, but if he could do it for five innings, it's still a ton of value even there still.
But they knew that last offseason and all season, and he never developed a third pitch of
consequence.
I know
you want him to be the closer. But.
Well, I wanted them to give him a shot as a starter, but he never showed a third pitch, and he's not good enough to do it with two pitches.
Yeah, maybe if he's limited to two pitches. This is me assuming he's going to try and develop a changeup, but that's why he got traded, right?
Well, I keep looking at him and I go, I don't trust you to get to the level of development I would need you at to be an effective starter. But I love the profile. I love the, hey, don't think too much. Ben, we're going to tell you to go out. You got two pitches? We're going to use those too.
Yeah.
And we're going to use it for an inning at a time. Go out there and throw as hard as you want, and let's see how effective you are as a pin guy and a high leverage guy.
I think that's probably the right thing to do. And I think they need two. Maybe it's, as a texter says, Jackson Wiggins, which is their own power arm in the minors that they can promote and get up here. And maybe you can get him going on the fast track like some other teams have done with their prospects. But there's got to be at least one. Michael King from the Padres is another guy who's going to be out there. But either way, Jed has to get out of his value comfort zone. That's the thing. And we've known this about him. And he made his move with Tucker getting out of his, you know, comfort zone. And he's going to have to do it again, maybe twice in terms of pitching in the offseason.
It's one of the things that I don't like about Jed / Carter is that they seem susceptible to groupthink. They seem susceptible to, well, this is how the rest of the league is doing it. So we're just kind of surfing on that wave of what's going on in Major League Baseball. I would like it if they started to be the team that other teams followed, because I think that the formula that they kind of prescribe to and play to, everyone knows and for the most part is trying to work similarly. Of let's build a strong defense. We'll never be terrible, but we might also never be great because we're not willing to risk making some of these moves. And you're right, the Tucker move was a departure from that, and they deserve credit from that. But even inside of the postseason press conference, I hear Jed talking like a follower and not like a leader. And I'd like for him to get to a place where the Cubs are setting the standard and they're ahead. And I know that they were ahead, the league caught up, and then they fell behind. So getting back to being ahead as an organization takes a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when I hear him or Carter talking about it, I feel like I'm listening to two guys that are just happy with, well, we're going to do it kind of paint by numbers, and that way no one can be mad at us.
They react to the market. They react to the market instead of going out there and doing that extra aggressive thing and setting the market. So I think you're right. And certainly in terms of trading, that's the truth. One last thing about Scherzer, by the way. Scherzer's getting paid by four different teams this year.
Is he really?
Scherzer's making $15.5 million from the Blue Jays. He is receiving $30 million in deferred money
from Washington,
from the Mets.
No way.
$30 million from the Mets. He's got $15 million payments scheduled for July in this year, next year, and the year after from Washington. And he's making $12.5 million from Texas.
So Spiegs, this is really rare.
But
this is a Hall of Famer who is also a Hall of Famer at the bank.
He's both. That is 100% correct. It just shows you how expensive and scary it is to be a baseball organization and pay for elite strikeout righty power arms when you know that they're dudes. Four different orgs have paid Scherzer, hoping that he'd be the dude that he was last night for Toronto. He's getting paid by four teams.
Makes so hard it is to take him out of a game. Imagine negotiations, man.
Yeah. Well, he's looking at you with those two different eye colors.
Which eye, right?
Yeah.
And that's why the union uses him. That's why the union uses him to get out there and negotiate as
that's
well.
That's what you should do.
It's effective.
It's a very cool thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.